All right. Well, what's next?
All right. Someone
right
waiting outside of a business before it opens.
Nice. Okay. Good. Good. All right. Now, quick thing. It's okay if it's like, say, Black Friday.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're probably there with a hundred, you know, a couple thousand people sometimes.
Right.
Depending where you live. So, okay, Black Friday, that's right, an exception.
That's okay.
Right. If it's like something like, you know, like the PS3 was coming out. I remember I like looked around to see if there was any place I want to.
Yeah.
You know, like those things, like they're mildly like, oh, those people are obsessed. But like, that's
I mean, I've done, I've done, like, now this is super nerdy, but I've waited outside the Apple store for
right
an operating system to open.
Absolutely.
That's
so,
like a thing you're doing with other people.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm thinking one person
right
outside of, let's say, the Salvation Army.
Oh, what?
Like 6 in the morning.
Salvation Army.
6 in the morning.
You just totally brought it to another level.
Right.
Because I was picturing business, and like, even if they're by themselves, I'm thinking, what if they just got found a deal that they need and for them, blah, blah, blah,
right,
fill in the blanks, you know.
This is,
that's sad a little bit, but that, wow.
And let's
Salvation
say there's
Army.
No, let's say there's no car in the parking lot, so this person was dropped off by the bus early, okay?
Oh, man.
All right. Now.
Okay, so they're waiting outside a Salvation Army. Wow.
It's a man. Now, this man is holding, standing with anticipation, a dozen roses.
What? that's where you want to go with it?
A dozen roses, because
okay.
I don't know. I mean, why would he be doing that?
Well, I mean, I feel like it could easily, quickly go to like his significant other or possible, hopefully significant other, works at the Salvation Army, and he's going to try to like date her, or like
right,
or, like,
but okay,
or surprise
but no, right,
her.
That's okay. I guess you can turn it positive,
right?
Or this guy's done this every day for a month,
what,
hoping this in particular Salvation Army worker would go out with him.
And she's turning him down?
If, yeah, but
wow,
he's persistent.
Wow, you really went to a completely... Are you sure you haven't done this?
I've kidding. Done things close, to, but not this.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty bad. That is bad. So she's turning him down. So he... So this Salvation Army worker, which, to be fair, doesn't necessarily say anything against a person
that works
at the Salvation Army.
No, not at all. Because
9 times out of 10, they're like... an altruistic person that we're like that's trying to, you know, benefit society by working on a Salvation Army, but he's getting turned down by this person
daily, maybe weekly, maybe he does it
maybe
once
weekly
a week,
okay, right,
because he can't afford the bus fare.
Oh man.
But he was like, maybe this time,
okay,
like maybe he's never
right
given flowers before, but maybe this time he saved his money to buy this dozen roses that
so
he's pretty sure he'll get rejected with, but still he thought maybe that would be the thing that would change the situation.
Right Wow, that's bad. Okay,
what if,
okay, so what, like, let's think of something different then, like what would be worse for him to be standing in front, like, because that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna think of anything worse.
Well, okay, well, I was gonna say, what if okay, even though she's told him several times,
right,
she's married.
That's what she's married.
Like, it's not
now,
like, you know, and she's clearly like,
so
younger,
like,
than
but
him.
Then it's like, are you going to go right to the place where it's like, is this guy in some way like, you know, not all there? Like, is he like,
okay,
a little
yeah,
bit...
let's say he's not married. That's why she's not married. Let's say
so because it's
she's
like...
clearly younger than him.
Wow. Like,
not like,
not illegal.
Not no, but still, like, let's say he's in his 50s and she's like in her 20s or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
So he could be delusional. But he's definitely not, like, you know, in some way, you know, mentally
right,
challenged.
Right, yeah, no,
he just thinks
this
okay
is how love works. Ooh, and let's say this, just to top
he's
it off.
He's married.
No, just to top it off, for
right
no reason whatsoever, but I think this will push you over the edge. He is a Civil War buff. So, like, his he courts her by telling her, store, like, you know, like
okay, so wait, like, so he has
of
a
Gettysburg.
So he has the flowers. He also has his giant maps of Gettysburg, like, the, do you ever see those? They're really big, and they're maps of Gettysburg, and they have like the attack line, like they have the drawing of like how the attacks went, different attacks went, and so he's brought that oversized coffee table book with him with the flowers, because he's going to show her some items.
And maybe
in
his pocket he has a genuine replica of a musket.
on his keychain.
Yeah.
Like his house keys, because obviously he doesn't have a car because he took the bus.
And he says, I found this at Gettysburg. And she goes, oh, is it real? No, I found it in the gift shop.
I found it in the gift shop. Wow, is that small muskets back then? No, it was a gift shop. Oh.
So,
wow. Okay, no, how about instead of... here, I'm just going to up it, right?
Okay.
Instead of Civil War buff, he's more ghost hunter, but he specifically Civil War stuff. So he has photographs that he's taken of Gettysburg with ghost orbs.
Yeah.
And he's going to explain to her the ghost orbs. And the whole thing, and he's like, I think you should come with me on a ghost
hunt. It's really a great time.
It's a fun time. You go out there, like midnight, you know, you creep around the graveyards, snap some pictures.
We'll go to the Red Lobster first.
Huh? We'll get their early bird special. Wow, I mean, I like it. You went somewhere with it, and I like where you went, because that's pretty sad. Balls. Gross.
All right.
So, what do we got? I'm so excited. Here we go.
All right. Well, next is one that we've paraded around a couple of times, and that is person eating alone.
Yes, that's a great one. We paraded that around at Creatively Wired.
Yeah.
Which was a great time. Not to be mentioned on SadCon because it wasn't sad.
No.
Except, but I accidentally did.
Except it's almost, we mentioned in that episode, Garfield without Garfield.
Yes.
It was a little bit like Parker without Damien because the audio was a little bit
off. But I thought it came out good. To be fair, I mean, like, their snafu, I think, still ended up in a good episode.
You. Yeah, we could hear you. Yeah, no, it was great for you. What about me, though?
To be fair, also, it was best because you could hear Max, but not Anne.
When? But to be triply fair.
I know. The best part is I know Anne's not going to listen to this, so I can feel like...
And and plus, Anne really didn't say much because she never listened to our show.
Thank you, Max, for
putting, what do you write, the funniest podcast on the net.
Wow, that was pretty great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't know if that's true.
Assuming, considering that your pick of the week is like a super funny podcast that you enjoy. Like,
who, me?
Like your pick of the week a really funny podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, the podcast that I steal from.
I'm sure the fact of the matter is we've sent an email to the one guy from that podcast to like see what he thinks of ours. And haven't gotten a response yet.
But you ended that podcast with that email.
That's right.
If you don't respond, we'll just assume it's the greatest thing you've ever heard.
Yes. I did that on purpose so that I get around it.
Dave Shumka.
So anyway, we've trotted this one around a little bit. Yes. Person eating alone at a restaurant. Okay. Right off the bat, again, male or woman? Man or woman?
Man. It's got to be a man.
Okay. I think it's got to be a man too because... I don't know if this is personal experience or whatever, but like my mom had a job where she was traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. And I, in my head at first I would think, oh man, she's like eating alone a lot, you know, because when she's out on the road. But in my head, she was like always working, even at like she had her laptop, you know, or she had files and she was going through like purchase reports.
Yeah.
And not that like every woman who eats alone would be like this, but I just feel like if a woman eats alone, she's choosing to do it because she's like, whatever.
Because everyone knows a woman could easily get a date.
Or call up a friend or get at you.
Yeah.
Right. So let's be honest. Yeah. Yeah. A woman could end up eating with somebody if she wanted to.
Right.
So she's
like
choosing.
Even if she walked into a place and didn't even know the people, she could probably be like, can I eat with you guys? And if it's a group of guys, they'd probably be like,
sure. So man, right off the bat. Good.
Man.
Boom. All right. Now, where is this place? Because I have a direction I wanted to take it now that we've been trotting it around I thought of today.
I only ever think of Burger King. That's the only place I ever think. But
the fast food place. Right. Fast food places, I think, are depressing. Way more than a regular restaurant.
You mean because of where we were today?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, what?
Because there was actually a guy at Sloppy Jeans.
Oh, no. Okay. Those don't depress me at all, because any delicatessen...
Yeah, that seems okay, right?
Because
that
seems guy like didn't he's bother going me. To work, or yeah. even if he's not at work, like he's just like, I'm going out to lunch, and I'm right. going to grab a sandwich. Delicatessens, I think people can eat alone at. Fast food's pretty bad,
yeah.
because in my mind, if you're by yourself, you just buy it and you eat it in the car while you're driving somewhere or whatever. Like, yeah. you technically don't have to go inside. Like, to go inside is like making an effort to like be like,
right.
I'm
yeah.
eating at a place.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like, you know, because I've, you know, I've obviously come across myself being
right.
in a place where it's like, I got to eat alone, and I will never eat at the place.
Right.
I would rather drive 45 minutes to get back to my house or just park and with eat my car, which yeah. is probably sadder.
Right. Which is sadder. Right. I mean, I've done that where like I'm on the
road. I don't
road.
Feel as sad.
No. That's true. I guess for the purpose of this podcast, though, we're talking about like seeing it.
Right.
So maybe eating in the car can be a contender. You know.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that means the guy's, you know, in a hurry.
Okay.
But I still feel, you know, it's right. sad probably. Yeah. Actually, in reality, it's probably sadder, but I can make that less sad.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
head.
That's true. Okay, so eating at the fast food. I thought of this the other day.
Okay.
The hibachi.
What?
The place where it's the round table with the grill. And they... Because you end up with people,
yeah,
but you're by yourself right. initially,
right? That's so you're forcing yourself into a group.
Yeah,
that is sad, but it also shows initiative.
No. Here's what makes it worse.
Okay,
he's annoyed that other people are there because he was hoping yeah. to be by himself. He went at an odd hour,
yeah.
to sit at a table by himself
right.
and get the guy to do the whole thing by himself.
What if he knows the guy's name? Like, because he goes there.
He
that
goes
much.
There so often.
And he's like,
I know I'm taking it a completely
that
different direction,
different,
but I thought
like
of hibachi,
it.
And I was like, oh my god,
that is bad. And like, what if he gets annoyed that like, because other people are there, like he doesn't get the food like popped into his mouth. You know how like he like the guy like shoots it up in the air.
Yeah, maybe, like, let's say he's. Okay, so because I think the sadder thing is that he hoped to be alone, and he's not.
Right,
and he's like looking at the people like
yeah.
with he giving them the hairy eyeball. Like,
that's very different. Yeah.
So like okay, that. so then he's annoyed,
mm-hmm.
or not annoyed, not only annoyed, but like maybe he goes like, Chang, or like for the purpose
we'll
of
say
the
his
argument,
name's John.
We'll say his name's John. He'll be like, John, like,
yeah.
and he opens his mouth. He
yeah.
just tossed something to
him. And then it's awkward because everyone's like,
oh, okay.
And then he's like, well, all right, well, the onion volcano is mine, just so you know. You're sending that over my way. When you set that thing on fire, you look at me with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's bad. But then.
Oh, and no. Ready?
Okay.
He's critiquing his. He's like, oh, messed up there.
Ah! He's when like, I'm kind of sore.
Like if the guy drops does the knife thing and kind of misses, he's like, "Whoop, missed
yeah,
that one, didn't
that
you, John?"
One happened, yeah. That one happened over at
what's that
big one?
Oh, what's that,
chain? Johnny? No, yeah, what is that big one?
What is that the chain one?
It's like a guy's name.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it's horrible.
Ah, oh, it's so annoying. Okay, whatever.
This one happened over at. The other place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, like, to be around here. Like, so he's at Ichiban, and he's like, this would happen at the Tokyo Cafe.
Yeah.
But, so, okay. I
like this, because it's like, I was almost didn't even want to do this one again, because it's like, we've talked about it.
Right, we
times.
Have talked about it. Like, the one on Creatively Wired we made up was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in and of itself.
Yeah.
But I think I was trying to take it in a new direction.
Right, yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, so he's critiquing the guy.
Right.
But then, okay, what about this? Because you know at those places you can have the guy prepare your food, or they have a lot of other items on the menu that like just
like
comes out from the kitchen.
Or something, like
yeah.
you can get the soup, right.
Like I,
or,
actually,
or like,
I went to
or
one.
Or like lo mein.
I got tempura or something or other, which they
oh.
couldn't do out front. You know
right,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
I see
what if he's sitting there critiquing
oh,
the
no.
guy, but he doesn't, he orders like
oh,
lo mein.
That's good. He's, oh my gosh, that's so good. But he's purposely ordering something from the back.
Right, yeah. He's like, nah, I just like to watch.
So like the people that are sitting there are like, You know, like when he's chopping it all up and then he's like, oh, I'm serving it. Okay, who got the shrimp? You got the shrimp. Who got the steak? Oh, you got the steak.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, there's nothing left for that guy. And then it's like he's waiting and then his tempura comes out.
Yeah. Or no, let's just say it's not even like as you know, like classy as tempura. Not that that's classy.
Let's say it's like,
can you get like, you know, a cheeseburger at one of those places?
Like the kids.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think probably not. Like maybe for the kids menu, but like I think they would be like, eh.
Well,
you know,
well he buys like the.
No, what it? Okay. Yeah, we had.
I was just going to say, like, he gets the like, you know, the most vanilla item on the menu.
Right, like, right. You know. Like fried rice.
Yeah.
You know, he just gets some fried rice or something. Yeah. Or lo mein, yeah. What if he gets it to go? But he sat through the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, that's getting ridiculous. I don't think that would actually happen.
Yeah, I don't think
not
he could do
not
that.
Not that we're kind of staying in the reality. But
right.
I don't know.
What
like
if?
That.
What if? Okay, you know, because you know, people always clap for those guys, you know, and like everything. What if he like? What if he like gets his laptop out and he's like trying to conduct business while this whole thing's going on? Like
he's
on his cell phone. He's like, oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's like, you know, this place said it has free Wi-Fi.
So yeah. So now he's a different guy. Now he's like happens to be taking a business lunch. But he's annoyed.
But he's just dumb.
That
like he's going out of his way to make it as annoying.
That's
as
good.
He.
That's a good one for dumb con.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one for annoying con because that would be so annoying if a guy's like, ugh.
Or ass con.
but
no, yeah, okay. So that could be a different thing. But yeah, I like it better.
Yeah, that is funny. Oh my gosh.
But then
good.
He also maybe complains about the prices. I feel like that should be something. Yeah. Like, can you guys believe this prices? And they're like, eh, it's a whole.
Yeah, but it's an experience. Like, man, I guess.
I guess. I mean, I could go. I could go over here and just get the same thing without the show. Like, why'd you come here?
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah. I mean, the show's great. I mean, when he does it right.
Yeah.
And he's like looking right at John.
Yeah. Maybe if John over here would do less knife throwing and more paying attention to what he's doing.
Maybe if he threw the egg up and caught it in his hat instead of dropping it on the floor.
Maybe your food wouldn't be so salty because he's not even eating it. Like maybe your food wouldn't be. It's fine.
No, it's actually good.
I saw how much salt he put on
that.
He's right here in front of me. Come on, John.
Okay, so let's say he goes, John, and then he opens his mouth. I just picture that image as funny. Yeah. Just be like, John. And then he opened his mouth expectantly
because
he didn't get the throw thing. So John tosses him a shrimp. He eats shrimp and goes, what'd you put too much sauce? So
Come on, John.
Man, that
you're blowing it here.
I think you you really need to cut down on the soy sauce there, John.
Yeah.
He's critiquing the shrimp. He just got tossed.
And like, you know, those guys are like, I'm sure they have to deal with stuff like that.
Right.
So I'm sure those guys, you know, like, so the John guy is probably like, he's like, yes, sir.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
I feel like a lot of times the people that work there can easily hide behind the fact that they don't understand you.
Yeah.
Like, they're you know, and I'm like, they probably understand you, but they're like,
I don't want to deal with
I don't want to deal with you. So they're like, let me go get someone.
And he never comes back.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
And then,
good.
At the other end of the table, there's, like, a family. Like, it's my birthday.
And this guy's, like, grumping it up. Oh, that's good. And then just to top it off, because I don't think we're doing another eating establishment restaurant space scenario.
Yeah.
I think even though we mentioned this on Creatively Wired, he pays with a coupon or helps, you know, he puts his coupon towards it. But there's a big fuss because he... Because the UPC is ripped
the
little bit.
The corner's ripped.
And he can't, so they can't scan it.
Right.
That one.
And then he fights for it, and no one realizes that the coupon's actually expired. So he goes through a whole thing where he's like, he's like, just type in the number.
Right, so then they type in the number. Oh, it's expired.
And then he's like, I'll be back tomorrow.
I'll be back.
See you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. He's like, you have upset me.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good.